Well, again, thank you for joining us this morning. I am Juno, and you know, we are in that season of Lent. But unlike the season of Advent, which is for Christmas, where you have all the Christmas decorations everywhere you go, the season of Lent is a lot, just has a lower approach to it. It's easy to forget that we are in, at least it's easy for me to forget. I get the daily reminders that we send out in our emails, but a week, we talked about what I shared 2 weeks ago about the symbol of Lent. And do you remember what we handed out for the symbol of Lent? Pretzels. Because the old Germans, you know, they started with this dough and they would cross. The dough was crossed, referring to, again, that this is how we approach God, you know, with our arms and covering us. And so a week and a half ago, I was driving back from Arizona visiting my daughter. And man, about 2 hours in that trip, I was just having flashbacks of my younger days when I had the habit of falling asleep while driving. I couldn't even adjust the radio. I was that either delirious or tired or something. And so I pulled off that rest stop where the tank museum is between here and Arizona, and I took a 20-minute nap, and I must have been delirious because I not only spent money on coffee, but I also splurged and I bought a bag of pretzels. You know, the ones with the cross, thinking, okay, Lord, maybe as I eat each pretzel, I can say a prayer for somebody or something. And so it was just a great reminder as I chowed on those pretzels to be praying for you and what God brought to mind. So I don't know what you need to do to remember that we're in this season of slowing down and reflecting, but if it's a pretzel you need, then grab a bag, put them on the table at home, and at each meal or each when you need a snack, just grab a pretzel and pray for somebody or something that needs God's presence. Well, again, we are here looking at the three parables in Luke 15. Mark introduced this last week, but that's the context of this story of the prodigal son, as most of us have heard it and understood it. And so we're in the context of that. And the context is the three parables. I think we know them. It's the lost sheep, the lost coin, and this is the lost son. And we also understand from the very beginning of this chapter that the people that Jesus was telling this parable to, this story to, the people were the sinners, and in that context, it was the tax people. It was the sinners and the Pharisees, the religious people, the people that just lived right, so to speak. And so that is the context of this entire story of the prodigal son. Now, I think for many of us, when we think of the prodigal son, we've heard the story, and we think of this classic painting of the prodigal son, and we think of it as we zoom in closer. We think more of the lost son, and we think of the kid that ran off and